Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Let's talk about the library. Joining us right now from the St. Clair County Library System, Mike Mercantile. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We're not just going to talk about the library. We're going to talk about the library within the library. What does that mean?
Well, the St. Clair County Library System actually has a few different libraries within its library system. And one of the most important ones we have, because our library mandate is that library services should be accessible to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
So you and I kind of take it for granted. We walk into the library and it's like you want a book on sports or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you go, oh, there's a nonfiction section over there. You see it and you go over there and you hunt around. But a lot of people who maybe have visual impairments or physical limitations don't have that as easy. And so the, like I said, part is fulfilling our mission to have library services for everybody. We have a library called the Library for Assistive Media and Talking Books. And it's a long title.
Mm-hmm.
It's LAMTB, it's for short. but we partner with the Library of Congress in Washington, and we provide services for people with visual mm-hmm. and physical impairments. And so we have a vast collection of large print books.
Mm-hmm.
We have books that are in Braille. We have a Braille printer. So if people need some printing or something like that, we can do that to print. And if you... It's like, say, you had surgery or something like that, you're homebound. Part of this service is a service called Home Connections. And so if you have mobility issues or whatever, you can't mm-hmm. get out of the house, we will set up a system where we can mail you the books for free. This
yeah.
is all – there's no cost to
yeah.
any of this. So And all you do is, if you're homebound and you can't hold the book or read the book, we will mail you, recorders.
Okay.
Tape players.
Yeah.
And the books will be on there. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like audiobooks. And now there's an app. I was informed yesterday. I didn't know this, but there's now an app from the Library of Congress to that you can download like audiobooks from there too, if you're able to do that.
Oh, great! Yeah.
And you can check out books for a lot longer than you would normally. Like normally it's like 28 days, for these folks who get the Home Connections, you get to keep the books for at least 7 weeks.
Nice.
And all you do is you just pop it back into the envelope that we give you. It's all postpaid, and just give it to your postman, and then it comes back through the mail.
Wow!
So it's really cool, and we've got some extra things now that just came in, and it's now part of our library of things, which is another internal
right.
library of. We can talk about that in a minute. But for the Library for Assistive Media and Talking Books, we have these guys really got to come up with better names for these products because they sound like
yeah.
missile systems
right.
or something. But it's the ZoomMax Snow 12. You know, it sounds like a plane or something.
It does.
But it's a foldable tabletop magnifier that can it opens up like a laptop and then you put it above your documents,
okay.
and it will read the documents back to you in 20 different languages.
Oh my gosh!
So, it's like really high tech stuff, and so it'll blow it up. Like if you can still see enough that
yeah.
you just need it bigger, it'll read it to you, and it's just a great thing to have. And
yeah.
you can check these things out for up to 3 months now.
Okay.
Here's another one with a really bad title. The Eschenbach Vario Digital 22FHD.
What? You've got one of those?
Yes. I only got the 21. and that's an even more powerful magnifier that you can check out, and it magnifies up to 100 times what you're looking at. And it's a bigger screen, and it prevents things, presents things in a widescreen format. And we also have now, I don't know if you remember, I think I was on here about 4 or 5 years ago, those, they're like Google glasses. They're called OrCams. They're like the Google glasses without being tied to Google and all the other things. So they just read the text.
Right.
You don't have to sign any agreement and
share
your information and stuff. These are called OrCams. They're lightweight, wearable eyeglasses, and they will recognize text and pictures.
Okay.
And they can do basic facial recognition, like if it's looking at you. This is how I think it works. If I'm looking at you and I can say, like, okay, remember this is Paul Miller.
Okay.
And then so if it sees you again, it'll recognize you.
I could use something like that. Yeah. Who is that guy? He looks so familiar.
Yeah. I remember you. I don't know your name.
Right, exactly.
And then we also have pen scanners, which I think is really cool. And our great librarian, Maria Halverson, who runs this library, she says folks are using this who struggle with dyslexia.
Mm.
And it's a pen that you can run across text. Mm-hmm. And it can provide photo and voice translation in over like 100 different languages.
Wow.
So it can translate it. It can tell you what you're looking at. You know, if you're looking at bills and you're looking at things with photos in it or something like that. It'll tell you all this stuff just from a pen scanner. So these are all new products that the libraries are offering now. And it's a very simple process. Basically, you just need a library card to check these things out. And like I said, you can check them out for 3 months at a time. And if there's no demand for it, you can mm-hmm. re-up it and we'll extend it for you. And basically, you call the library and you talk to Maria, and she'll walk you through all the different big titles of these things, you know. And she's the expert in that, and she'll hook you up with like the right one. And so we're really happy to have that service and these products now. And like I said, this is part of the Library of Things, which is something that's coming this summer. And I took a tour down in the basement yesterday of all these things, and it's going to be something really cool. We can talk about this when it's getting ready to launch. But we have like power washers and lawn games and pulse oxometers. There's a carbon monoxide detectors. There's a lot of things like you going like, oh, I wish I had one of those things to do this.
Yeah.
Well, we have some of these things, and you can check them out for, you know, a week or whatever like that. There's coolers down there. You need a cooler to go to the beach.
It's amazing.
You know, there are musical instruments. There's Jackery batteries. Like if you go camping, you're going off the grid for a weekend or something like that, you can take a little power source with you. The Joe Turbach, the librarian who's running this, he's like he's going nuts down there. So it's going to be a really exciting thing to have. And like I said, there's a lot of medical devices. There's blood pressure cuffs. Yeah. There's a hammer drill for the one time you got to drill through concrete in your basement.
There you go.
So that's going to be really exciting. And it's in the stuff that we have, these magnifiers and all this stuff is all part of the Library of Things.
Interesting. Yeah.
But, we really like your listeners. If you know someone that is visually or physically impaired and, it's interfering with their ability to read or access information, please give the Library of Assistive Media a call the St. Clair County Library System. We'll hook you up.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure that those folks are taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, the library has become the go-to for so many things now.
Oh yeah, it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah,
it's a matter of just kind of peeling off. We're like an onion. There's like all these layers that you peel off, and there's different services and stuff. But, if you're going into a town and you want to find out what's happening or what, you know, like the library is always a great resource to stop there, because a lot of times there'll be like a community bulletin board.
Sure.
And you can see what's going on. Yeah. Everybody that works there, you know, tends to work local, is from mm-hmm. locally. So
yeah.
it's much healthier than going to the bar.
Well,
you can do that later. They'll tell you the best bar to go to.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like, you know, not just the St. Clair County library system, but libraries everywhere have had to kind of reinvent themselves in recent years. And so it becoming more of a service industry, more than just, oh, here's where all the books are and the books on tape. It's the library of things. It's other services.
Yeah. I think the old method was, and that was actually at a library conference where they talked about this, and they were talking about adapting to the new paradigm. And libraries were more like warehouses of books, you know, and you kept books until they fell apart or whatever, you know. And if they weren't checking out anymore, you still kept them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's more of a, like you said, like a service industry,
sure,
where, you know, books are still like our main product, mm-hmm. you know, but information has changed. The way we access information has changed. Yep. And, you know, I mean, everything's digital, so everything is a lot smaller now. Mm-hmm. You know, you can carry on a thumb drive like a whole library. You know, your whole music library, where you used to have like thousands of albums, you got on a thumb drive,
sure,
you know. And
or it's in the cloud and you just go to the library website.
Yeah. So, you know, we're trying to stay on top of things and you know. But we also are as analog as you can be. We've got our new bookmobile tooling around town. That's doing great.
Best of both worlds.
You know, so we're trying to service everybody we can.
Good. All right. St. Clair County Library System. Mike Burkittot, thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.